Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you here, and we are making our way towards a problem that some people have with what we read in the 15th chapter of Genesis and verse 5. The problem is with Abram seeing stars. I have not told you what the specific problem is yet, and this is because I am working my way towards it by first laying down some convictions I have for calculating the age of this earth. And I really hope you were with us yesterday as I unveiled my belief that earth is a little more than 6,000 years old. That's right, 6,000 years. More on this in a minute, but first a reminder. If you were not able to listen yesterday, just go to our website where you can listen to the God Is podcast for free anytime and on multiple devices. You can even subscribe to the podcast and have it automatically downloaded to your phone or tablet each day. Jot down the website address, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. This will be repeated later on, so stay tuned. This week we are dealing with a little science in the context of the Bible, so I think many of you will want to hear what is said a second or third time. To easily do that, get online and go to godisministry.org. In the creation week that we read about in Genesis chapter 1, God says he created Adam on day 6. Listen as I read Genesis chapter 1 and verses 27 and 31. Genesis 1 verses 27 and 31. God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. On day 6, a literal 24-hour morning and evening day, on day 6, God made Adam. Then, by reading Genesis chapters 5 and 11, we learn that there were 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. The genealogies in Genesis 5 and 11 proves this to be the case. Adam, the first man, to Abraham. Between these two men, there is a period of 2,000 years. Furthermore, as we continue along in the Bible, we keep doing our math and find out that we can calculate another 2,000 years pass between Abraham and Jesus Christ. So 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham and 2,000 years from Abraham to Christ makes 4,000 years. And we know there are 2,000 years from Jesus to now, plus, at the time of this recording, 22 years. This is the year 2022. So, I said the earth is a little more than 6,000 years old, and I say a little more than, because we are now in the year 2022, making this earth, by biblical calculations, 6,022 years old. You can think of it simply as this. 2,000 times 3 equals 6,000. 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus Christ. And 2,000 years from Jesus Christ to us. 6,000 years. Or to be slightly more precise, 6,022 years. I believe this is how old the earth is, and my source for this calculation is the Bible, which God, through the men he inspired, wrote. Who better to listen to concerning the age of the earth than the Creator himself, God? Oh, but this will surprise many of you. Why? because you are very used to hearing that this earth is billions of years old. That is billions with a B. From the days when you studied science and diligently read your textbooks in school, all the way until today when you read on your phone or iPad or computer about the earth being billions upon billions of years in existence, you have just taken it as a fact that planet Earth has existed this long. The more you hear it, the more you believe it. But if you believe that, it is because you accept what men and women say, not what God says. Friends, we live in a culture that hates God and deeply despises the Bible. And this is the manifest in what we are passionately told, taught, and duped into believing is a very, very old earth. To prove this to you, I simply searched the website Wikipedia for Earth, and this is what I read. From Wikipedia, quote, Earth formed over 4.5 billion years ago. During the first billion years of Earth's history, the ocean formed and then developed life within it. Life spread globally and began to affect Earth's atmosphere and surface, leading to Earth's great oxidation event 2 billion years ago. Humans emerged 300,000 years ago and have reached a population of almost 8 billion today. Unquote. Wikipedia is a free online encyclopedia written and maintained by a group of volunteers. It is a very popular website. And the group of volunteers that collaborated on this entry, they, whoever they are, they tell us this Earth is over 4.5 billion years old. Oh, really? I find that to be total deception, because God in the Bible reveals to us the Earth is about 6,000 years old. There is obviously a vast difference between over 4.5 billion years and 6,000 years. Next, Wikipedia says, during the first billion years of Earth's history, the ocean formed and then life developed within it. Really? This is another lie. Because God, in Genesis chapter 1, says he formed the ocean on day 2. And God says in Genesis chapter 1 that he formed sea creatures on day 5. It is not true that it took the first billion years for the ocean to form and then life developed in those ocean waters. That's a lie. Wikipedia is lying to you. Furthermore, they say life spread globally and began to affect Earth's atmosphere and surface, leading to Earth's great oxidation event 2 billion years ago. How come we do not read about Earth's great oxidation event 2 billion years ago in the Bible? We do not read about it because God says nothing about this. These volunteers at Wikipedia are making something so simple, how and when God created the earth, into something so complex, because they do not believe in God and they reject the Bible. And according to Wikipedia, which too many people to count take very seriously, like, if Wikipedia says it, I believe it type thing. According to this website, humans emerged 300,000 years ago. How so? That cannot be true if from Adam, the first human, to Abraham, also a human, there are 2,000 years. Then from Abraham, the human, to Jesus Christ, the human, there are 2,000 more years. And then from Jesus Christ to you, a human, and to me, a human, when I last checked, there are 2,022 years. To say humans emerged 300,000 years ago is another flat-out deception. Well, briefly, let's try another Wikipedia entry, this one on universe. Type universe into Wikipedia and you get this, quote, "The universe is all of space and time and their contents, including planets, stars, galaxies, and all other forms of matter and energy. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological description of the development of the universe. According to this theory, space and time emerged together 14 billion years ago, and the universe has been expanding ever since the Big Bang." Unquote. What? The universe is 14 billion years old? Here again, this is totally and completely false. God made light and earth on day one. God made the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars on day four. Unfortunately, I'm rapidly running out of time, but if you will read Genesis chapter 1, you will learn exactly how and when the universe came into being. The Big Bang Theory is wrong. 14 billion years ago is wrong. God in the Bible is right. This universe, and again, I believe in only one universe. I reject the multiverse. Well, this one universe is a little more than 6,000 years old. But now I, and those of you who agree with me, we have a problem. Well, so say those who reject God. And we will at last get into this supposed problem tomorrow, Lord willing. I hope that you might invite someone to join us and then come back as together we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.